This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
And we're all set, cocked, locked. Here we go, hour number two of USA Prepares. One New York man's journey to off-grid living in Montana. Rich Sheehan's book, offgridmontana.com. Rich Sheehan, we're going to talk about off-grid living. This hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want me to start? You want me to talk about that article?
Yeah. What a great article. Okay. And let's talk about this. Is it's an article from Forbes. Mm-hmm. And the article says that self-reliant homesteaders are delusional and mooching off civil society. So that'd be you, Rich Sheehan. That'd be me. Yeah, we're just a bunch of moochers, according to what Forbes says. And so are many who are in class with us. What a bunch of moochers we are. Well, here's what we have to say. Why don't we start, Rich? Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, this article was written by a guy by the name of Adam Ozimek, and I'm sure I'm butchering his name, but that's all I'm going to apologize for regarding what he said in the article, because he is apparently a PhD in economics at Temple University. So it's really sad that people preach things that they know nothing about and they've never done. It's kind of like somebody being an anti-anything who's never even read about it or done it to experience it. And obviously this guy probably fits that bill. Okay, regarding this particular article on off-gridders and self-reliant people being delusional, I got to tell you right now, this guy doesn't comment on the things that really matter, because what we need in America is skill sets, folks. All we need is to break up all the big companies, all the big oligarchies. And I'll just go briefly over what had happened to me in my life, and I've mentioned this on the air many times, but back in the late 70s, I tried to get a job with the New York City Fire Department. I was going to get work 20 years with them, get my pension, come out to Montana, live off-grid, and live my outdoor adventure dream. Well, that was the year that the women groups of New York City sued because they couldn't pass the physical test, so they lowered the bars of standards and expectations. I said, okay. So I went to forestry school, trying to get a job with the National Forest Service, graduated upstate New York from Paul Smith College, and my dream was to come out to Montana and do the same thing. Well, I went to an interview, and they told me they would not hire me as a white male. They hired, this is the early 80s now, they hired two women fresh out of high school, I should say two girls, fresh out of high school with no experience and no education. And then when I was close to 20-plus years in the pharmaceutical industry, I was diagnosed with spinal stenosis and nerve damage. I was working for GlaxoSmithKline, and I told them that I had neurosurgeons writing my company saying that Rich needs to reduce his driving by 50%. They told me, human resources literally told me, that part-time job shares were for females only. Now, I have no problem with anybody, any individual, or any company being self, promoting or self-righteous or anything. But I have dozens of articles here. I just picked one up. Drug giant pleads guilty, fined $3 billion for drug marketing. for illegal promotion of its products, failure to report safety data, alleged false price reporting as part of the largest healthcare fraud settlement in U.S. history, and it's about GlaxoSmithKline. So, you know, if you're going to say something, you better practice what you preach. And this is why I always say, folks, we have to have the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. So regarding Adam Ozimek, where was your big mouth there before I started living off-grid? Now, granted, that was always my dream, my goal, to live off the land, and because I'm a nature fanatic. However, how come you didn't say anything then? You know, we can fix this economy since you're an economist. Why don't we break up all the big companies, eliminate lobbying, eliminate oligarchies and monopolies? Let's let the people decide how much net worth an individual corporation should have, especially when they're in the billions creating these NGOs and creating treasonous espionage and sedition against our own country. Why don't we have negative interest rates, means testing, 100-year mortgages, and take the mean household debt and give that amount to each home, since all these quantitative easing programs have, where 95% of the money has gone to the top 1% to 7%. Why don't we reinstate Glass-Steagall? Why don't you talk about the fact that the average American spends 7 to 8 hours per day on a television and their smartphone? How about learning to garden, raising animals, hunting and fishing, butchering? How about alternative energy? Okay? How about all this smart everything that's spying on people? How about starting new colleges where we have skill sets and none of these electives? How about creating teachers from kindergarten to the highest level in college where you have to have 15 years of successful private sector experience and teach practical skills instead of theory? How about practice what you preach laws, which I talk about on the air all the time? You know, as an economist, I think you're really missing the boat. And what we're all doing is we're fighting the wrong battles. We are letting the aristocracy, who basically have people bought and paid for in their groups, to distract us, to dumb us down and divide us by groups. And that's exactly what's going on. Off-grid living, self-sufficiency is exactly what America needs. We need to decentralize, folks. We have 90% of people living in urban, suburban America. And I can talk about economy for hours. I'm telling you right now, we are in a deflationary spiral with stagflationary consequences for the middle class. It's a hybrid system that is going to bankrupt the bottom 93% of people. It's going to be ugly with what's coming. Trump inherited sabotage and demolition. He's doing a really good job. He's working hard. I don't think he's going to be able to turn this around. Basically, with the status quo, or like I like to refer to it as an incognito caste system, it's not a left-right paradigm. It's the aristocracy versus the serfs. It's an addiction to power, money, and control. And that's why we talked about fascism earlier. So this so-called PhD in economics needs to be talking about things that's going to make a difference for the bottom 93%. And if we decentralize and some of that population moves to rural America and learn these skill sets, maybe they can live a decent life, because the bottom 93% is talking about survival. Okay? We're talking about, while the top 7%, or especially the top few percent, are talking about everything in the world regarding their lifestyle. So this self-reliance is the delusion. I think you're delusional, because homesteaders, survivalists, preppers, all this stuff that you refer to in this article is exactly what the elites do. Instead of, you know, I talked about a self-sufficiency preparedness school in my book. And guess what? How come you haven't sent money to me to start this? How come the multimillionaires and billionaires haven't sent money to me to start this? Instead, they're going to the Cook Islands, New Zealand. They're buying big ranches and putting underground bunkers in it because they don't give a damn about the people. Well, let's start concentrating on the bottom 93% on how we can help the people. And that's one of the reasons why Trump said he wants to transfer power back to the people. And that's why I say we should try to help him out. He's not doing everything in the world. He's not perfect. He's not an angel. Nobody is. Okay? I'm one of the biggest imperfect sinners out there. But I'm trying to give ideas and solutions to help the bottom 93%. Unlike this this Adam guy, this so-called PhD in economy, who's doing everything to degrade and disrespect people who are trying to survive. And folks, I got to tell you, with the corruption, the manipulation, the nepotism, everything that's going on out there, self-sufficiency and off-grid living are great plan A's, okay? There's not a lot left out there because we've lowered, remember the analogy I just gave on my high jumper employer story. We cannot control our own destiny anymore because hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications mean very little compared to group identity politics. And then you dovetail group identity politics with the central bank corruption and monetary policies, Keynesian economics, and the demographic situation that we're in. Trust me, it's a big rigging of the game, and there aren't many opportunities left or options left. So this is why I'm a huge proponent of living off-grid. And as I mentioned on Vince's show last week, if anybody's interested, I also am selling an off-grid property, 80 acres, adjacent to over 1 million acres of National Forest Service. So if anybody's interested, you can contact me at mtmountains@gmail.com. That's MT, the abbreviation for Montana, the word mountains, which is plural, @gmail.com if anybody's interested. When I read this article, I could not believe the audacity of this person. In fact, the person who referred this article and transferred it, she starts out talking about what he said in, I'm going to literally quote, "It's always interesting when someone smug and sanctimonious writes a clueless diatribe about other group of people being smug and sanctimonious." So when I saw that an economist for Moody's and Forbes had written an op-ed calling self-reliant homesteaders delusional, I knew I'd be in for some misinformed hilarity. And that's what's going on today, folks. The powers that be are controlling the mainstream media. Their job is to manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. Their job is to sway pit public opinion and hold on to the narratives. There's only five companies who control 95% of the media and eight people who have a higher net worth than half of the planet Earth combined. And this is why we have to speak up. We have to say it like it is. We have to say the truth. We have to stand for principle. And if they do it, you should be able to do it too. We gave a lot of lives for free speech, our Bill of Rights, and our Constitution. Vince?
Yeah, when we come back, I've got a comment on what you said. I'd love to have this author come to the farm and say, "Hey, listen, I've got a leak in the hydraulics of the bulldozer. Can you help me fix it?" Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Listen to what Jeff says about Enviro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. It's changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Enviro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and then I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Enviro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing a difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
OffGridMontana.com. OffGridMontana.com. Rich Evans with us. Rich, I've got a couple comments to make. This article absolutely frosts me. And here's why. When you talk about self-sufficiency, when you talk about preparedness, what we're talking about is using less, living with less, living more frugally, using less of everything, less electricity, less fuel, less fertilizer, less, okay? Becoming more and more and more efficient. That's what happens when you want to be self-sufficient. You realize that if you're on your own, you just can't run out to the store and buy more and more and more. You look at smaller packaging. You look at, what am I going to do with all this trash? This over-packaging that comes from products that marketeers want us to buy that causes the trash problem that we all are burdened with. Well, during the break, I ran down to the kitchen. Mrs. Finelli was in the kitchen. The lights were off. Why were the lights off in the kitchen? It's overcast. It's not dark, but it's, you know, not real bright in the kitchen with the lights off. The only light that was in there was coming through the windows and the doors. Why was that? Well, because Mrs. Finelli knows that today is an overcast day. She can look at the system control panel. She can see the photovoltaic production, which is down today because it's overcast. And she realizes that her husband may not have all the power he needs to run the broadcast in the studio. She thought that it'd be better that I had lights and see what I'm doing and not banging to the wrong buttons and dials. then she thought it was more important that I had light to see rather than her. And that was really kind of her. But that's the kind of thing that happens when you're off grid. Now, there's this article that Rich and I are discussing. It's about homesteaders and self-reliance type people being delusional. Well, the article goes on to say that the author of this PhD gets information, knowledge, because he's a big fan of sitcoms. Well, that's my term, doomsday preppers. To me, it's like a sitcom or a stoopcom. Why do I say that? Because I know the casting director. I know her very well. She's an instructor here at USA Prepares. And I know that she and I have had discussions like, why don't you bring some more educational content into Doomsday Preppers, which is now not on the air. And we got it all the way up from less than 50% to 50% educational content. And I introduced her to two people who are USA Prepares instructors who were on Doomsday Preppers. Their names are Alan and Franco. And they had an aquaponics operation at their farms, or at their locations, near Springfield, Missouri. And they were featured on Doomsday Preppers. And Franco will tell you the story, told it publicly, that the producer said to him, hey, I'll tell you what, you know those bugs that you grow to feed your fish? Let me get some video of you eating one of those. And Franco said, no way. No way. So the director said, I'll tell you what. You eat one, I'll eat one. So Franco picked out the smallest one. He ate it. They got him on video. That was the intro, the feature, the commercial for that particular episode of Doomsday Preppers. Franco's daughter was saying, ooh, Daddy, that's disgusting. And it was. When he ate this bug, he said it was really disgusting. He was sick for 3 days after eating it, literally. And then he turned to the director, and he said, your turn. The director said, no way. So Doomsday Preppers is theater. It's theater. It's not reality. And so, to me, it's like a comedy, full of all kinds of errors and misrepresentations. And so this author gets a lot of his knowledge from shows he's a big fan of, like Doomsday Preppers. Can you imagine that? So, Brooklyn Bagwell, the director, casting director, Alan, Franco.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses.
Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens, Lewis. So, Rich, I was on the phone with Doomsday Preppers, the casting director, Brooklyn Bagwell. I know her. I mean, she's been to our expos, a couple of them. She's been on the air with me about five one-hour broadcasts. And off the air, she invited me to be on Doomsday Preppers. She said, we'd like to have you on Doomsday Preppers. I was kind of concerned about it, and I thought about it, and I said, tell you what, I'll do it. But here's what I would do. I will be on, but you know, how you guys have contests and you pit one team against the other team to see which team comes out on top. How about this? There are a whole bunch of people, and they were at the time, that had expos, preparedness expos. I said, why don't you pick a couple of those guys, and we'll have a head-to-head. We'll have the Super Bowl of preparedness expos, and we will go head-to-head with each other, and let's see how it works out. And she said that was a great idea. So she pursued it. But none of the other guys that claim to have either the nationally largest expo, which is, you know, it's not true, or another self-reliant type expo, promoter who thought his was real big too, and us, and we could go head to head. But none of the other guys was willing to do it. So that's why you haven't seen Vinny on TV. I've been on TV before. I've been on the NBC Today show. Years ago, with some of the technology that we developed, but I haven't been on television since. And that's okay with me. That's okay with me. I don't really need it, and I don't want it. So that's my story about doomsday preppers. But it's theater. That's not reality. I know three people, and I've talked to them at length about their experience with being on doomsday preppers. And they are persuaded, use that word, to do things that they would not ordinarily do on camera. I'm talking about acting. I'm talking about scenes that are set up that would not happen in real life. And if Doomsday Preppers wants to challenge me and sue me, go ahead. Because it'll all come out, the kinds of things that I'm talking about. Scenes that they've set up, scenes that they've made or encouraged the participants, the preppers, if you will, the survivalists, if you will, things that they were encouraged to do that they would never do unless they're pushed into doing it. And so when you see this on the big blue screen, you think that, boy, these people really do this. The answer is no, they don't do everything that you see. They're conned into it. Like eating the bugs. Like burying supplies along the trail. Burying supplies in these loosely fitting plastic Walmart containers that the bugs will be there as soon as you're done covering it with the leaves. Stuff like that. Theater. You know, baking sweet treats to eat because we want to have comfort food during the collapse. That's nuts. Absolutely nuts. And that's the kind of stuff that happened on Doomsday Preppers. I've seen it. So I called him out on it, and the reason I got involved with Doomsday Preppers in the first place is I was at John Stadtmiller's house in Texas. And this was many years ago, and he said, Vinny, I know you don't have television, but you got to see this. So I was in his living room watching this new program to me, and I was stomping around like, I don't know anybody who behaves like this. I'm not talking about John Stadtmiller. I'm talking about the theater I saw on television. I said, nobody behaves like this that I know. We don't do that. And this was Doomsday Preppers. So because of that, I called him up. I called up Doomsday Preppers, and well, I called up National Geographic in Washington, D.C., I said, I want to talk to the chief, the person in charge of Doomsday Preppers. They had no idea what I was talking about. National Geographic, corporate headquarters, had no idea what I was talking about. And the reason is because Doomsday Preppers was contracted out to Sharp Entertainment. Sharp Entertainment produced, videoed the whole thing called Doomsday Preppers for National Geographic. So when you think of National Geographic, you think of, boy, these guys are uncovering and exposing what's really happening. These are the good guys. But they had this company called Sharp Entertainment producing Doomsday Preppers, which, in my opinion, is pure theater. With a little bit of education, a little, a modicum of education thrown in. Rich, do you have any comments about that?
Well, absolutely. I get offers all the time. In fact, I just got my last offer about a week or two ago to do a documentary or a reality show. I get them all the time. I've had probably 40, 50 offers. And I basically say, I'm really not interested, but I might be if I get final editing rights. And they don't want to do that because everything is scripted. But going back to that article we were talking about for off-grid living, for a lot of people, it's a last resort. It's a survival resort because they want to learn skill sets. They want privacy. They want to cut that commodity that doesn't exist. When you look at the economic numbers that where the books are not cooked, real wages are down, retail sales are down, productivity growth down, personal discretionary income down, U.S. durable goods down. The middle class is broke. We're running on debt, credit, subsidies, and consumption bubbles. And that's what we're stuck in. And free market supply and demand are practically history. One out of six people are on welfare and food stamps. Our unemployed in America would be the 68th largest nation in the world. I mean, people are losing ground. Home ownership rate is the lowest in 60 years. You know, people say, well, how come the stock market's up? Well, I'll tell you why the stock market's up. Because central banks, and not just the Federal Reserve here in America, but the central banks all around the world are in cahoots, and they're buying our stocks. And guess what the CEOs are doing? They're getting basically low interest or sometimes zero interest loans to buy back stocks, pocket some of the profit. It looks good on paper. And then they go out and issue bonds, which is a debt instrument because the stock market's looking good. So people say, oh, wow, this company must be doing great. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all fake and phony. And people who are waking up to this realize that unless you become semi-self-sufficient. You know, nobody's 100% self-sufficient. Nobody. I mean, I don't drill my own oil and refine my own gasoline, but I try to hunt my own food or raise my own animals or preserve food with canning, grow my own garden, create alternative energy. And the best thing about doing all this, Vince, is the fact that I've helped so many people. I've probably had thousands of people come here to my hobby farm over the years, from Europe, from all over the world, saying, hey, this is, I want to learn this. You know, I don't see good things happening in our economic industry. We don't even have anything legitimate anymore. Markets, fundamentals, valuations, everything is smoke and mirrors. Everything is scripted. And that's why I say Donald Trump inherited sabotage and demolition. I would love for him to, create a situation where our economy flies and does well. You look at demographics, debt, credit, pensions, valuations, they're all headwinds for future rates of growth. So I just don't see, by looking at my math, things getting better, especially for the bottom 93%, because of the corruption, the manipulation, the nepotism, and everything that's happening here in America. So people need to create plan Bs and Cs and Ds. And for you know, people who heard my story briefly earlier, people say, well, why didn't you sue for discrimination? I contacted 30 different attorneys. One attorney told me I have a 1 in 1,000 chance of winning a reverse discrimination lawsuit. One attorney told me if you're a poor/middle-class white male heterosexual with a Christian name, you have no restitution or rights. One attorney told me that I didn't have enough group self-pity points. And this is America. That's why I gave that analogy of that high jumper employer earlier in the show, because that's what America is today. Hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications mean almost nothing. That's why I say 90% of the college degrees are worthless. If you're a parent or a grandparent out there, buy your kid some off-grid property, have him learn skill sets or her, and this way it could be a bug-out property for the rest of the family. Maybe somebody has a job already working out of the home. All you need is a phone line. I mean, there's so many ways that you can deal with what's coming. But we're teaching our youth how to push buttons, manage paper, and be politically correct. That's not going to cut it, especially when they come out of a college where 90% of the degrees are worthless, and then they miss out on time leverage on their assets because they got a rent because they have so many school loans to pay off. We We have $1 trillion in school loans, credit card loans, and auto loans outstanding with the default to go with it. Do you really think this economy is going to fly off the handles in a positive way? We are heading towards a recession slash depression unless Donald Trump pulls off a miracle. He's doing a lot of great things, but he has so the globalists are against him. Now, remember, the liberal left Democrats, they've been taken over by the globalists. Okay, how many times have you seen the new media interview somebody on socialism and they ask what it is and they don't even know what the answer is? That's why they chant. That's why they yell. That's why they scream. That's why they're violent. That's why they say KKK, no Trump USA, no fascist USA. And that's why we went over fascism today. Because every person, every group is being used. We are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. And the only way to change things is to wake up the masses. Vince?
I was wondering if you're asking for Noah. And I'll tell you what I mean by that when we come back. Rich Evans with us. OffGridMontana.com.
My name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than soft palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my. When you go to the
theater,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. So, Rich, last week I was on the air with Dr. Joel Wallach. We're on the air with him every Friday, hour number one. I was telling him that there was a man visiting the farmhouse, and he has type 2 diabetes. And I asked him, you have still on insulin? Yeah, yeah. Type 2, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I got a guy coming on the air and shortly, and we can fix that. You have to change your diet and add some supplements, and we'll get you off that insulin. He said, but I love to eat. I love to eat. And I was astonished. Mrs. Fennelli was next to me. I get that look. Knock it off. So I stopped talking. I said, well, okay, I'll see you guys. And I left. I went into the studio. I told Dr. Wallach the story. I said, I'm frustrated. Here's a guy we can get off insulin injections. All he has to do is add supplements and change his diet. And he can get off it. But he doesn't want to do it. I said, I'm really frustrated. This bothers me. But it's not just this. It's the case where I had this meetup and people would say, you know, boy, it'd be great to have a farm. It'd be great to, you know, if we could all live together. Boy, wouldn't that be great? We'd all, you know, this whole meetup group, if we could live together and support each other. And boy, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't it be great? Yeah, it'd be great. So I found this place, 640 acres. It's 1 square mile. Near me. Just down the road, literally, down the road. So I told them about it and I said, yeah, well, I've got it. About 1,500 an acre. It's already divided into 2, 5, 10, 20-acre parcels. One way in, one way out. There could be a village center. There could be a place for village gardening. You would each own your own place. We'd have some rules. You couldn't, erect junk there. I mean, you know, there'd be some building requirements. You'd own your own property. You'd be in control. But there'd be some rules so that it would all work. It'd be village governance, village power, off-grid power, village defense, everything you could possibly want. Streams, ponds, trees, open land. Everything you could possibly want is here. Low taxes, like $20 a year. It's all right here. Now, I only worked on it for a few months. No takers. A couple tire kickers, no takers. So I gave up. So subsequently, I went and I looked at the land like a year and a half later. Well, it's been destroyed. It's been cut over. Nothing but tree stumps left. Tree harvesting is what took place. The entire 1 square mile is destroyed. It's useless. Nobody would want it. Literally destroyed. Wouldn't be any good for our purposes anymore. So that's what happened. So when I was telling Joel Wallach about this guy who was really not interested in doing anything but eating, he said it to me very simply, and it stuck with me. Now you know how Noah felt. Yes, I do. And man, is it frustrating. Now, we have some successes, but the vast majority are not paying attention to us. But they are paying attention to ball games and city events and, you know, feel-good things and cell phones and television and stoop comms. But the reality, the closest they get to reality is a reality show, which is not reality. It's very sad. Rich, you have any final comments?
No, but, I'll say this. Albert Einstein mentioned, I'll quote him, "I fear the day that technology will surpass human interactions, the world will have a generation of idiots." And we need to go back to nature and have that, create that balance between nature and technology, because we're losing it. 7-8 hours a day on the TV and smartphone is not going to be a good thing for the future of our country.
Well said. Well said, Rich Sheehan. Rich Sheehan, thanks so much for being with us. Rich is with us every Monday right here on USA Prepares. See you tomorrow. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.